Welcome to the Arkansas Baptist Women Podcast. This year, we are focusing on what it means to be an Arkansas Baptist woman, a woman who loves the Lord, lives on mission for the gospel, is present in her calling, is trained and equipped to lead, and is sold out to Jesus. I'm excited to talk about life, ministry, and our relationship with Jesus. So grab a cup of coffee and join the conversation. Hey, sweet friends, it's Andrea. I hope that you're doing really well today. I'm excited to continue our conversation about ministry to women and specifically about leadership for women in ministry. In our last episode, we talked about how ministry to women is not just nice, it's necessary. And today we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts of ministry. So this information, it's so practical, it's so tangible. There are going to be so many takeaways for you. If you're in a small church, you can still take these principles and apply it at a small scale. If you're in a large church, you can take these principles and apply it to your ministry setting. We really want to resource you when it comes to women's ministry, when it comes to leadership, and whenever it comes to just processes that will help you to be effective in your area of service. So enjoy this episode from Leadership Collective as we hear from Kelly King and as she talks about the nuts and bolts of ministry to women.
My former boss, Becky Loy, she put together these slides, so I cannot take credit for all this. But she really pulled out some of the most significant things that we found in here. Just to remind you, we did two different surveys. There were 1,000 women that we surveyed that were female churchgoers. This included American Evangelical and Black Protestant church members. And the reason that's significant is that sometimes when we talk about the evangelical church, it can tend to be in a very Caucasian particular area. So we wanted to make sure that we represented different ethnicities as well. Also, these women attended religious services at church. They attend a church in a typical month, so they're regular members. They're not just on the sidelines. And there's a 95% confidence that this was good. This was done in March of 2023. I think that may be kind of hard for you to read all that. But that gives you a quick look at who they are. Then we surveyed 842 women's ministry leaders, and we had to verify, like, there was a certain questions that, are you the leader? Like, are you the leader of your ministry to women in your church? And so that's kind of who we divided this up into. Out of all of those people these were the women, the 1,000, 63% of them said their church did have some sort of organized women's ministry. We found that encouraging, that a lot of our churches have something. It could be a lot of different things, but there is something for women. And what we found is that ministry to women overall, it's working. It is making a difference. So here's some things. Two of the highest ranked priorities for women's ministry leaders, and I've mentioned a little bit of this, 83% of them said that the priority of discipling women and encouraging their walk with faith, 83% said that when you have an organized ministry, that's going to happen. You're going to disciple women and encourage them in their faith. And that 70% said it helps develop community and fellowship among women. Now, you may think, is that important? Well, I think it is, because when you look at why we have church and as a community, and we often use the phrase, we're a friendly church, we're friendly churches, but are we churches where you make friends? Are we churches where women can meet other people like them and that they can be challenged in their walk? So that was pretty important, we thought. And then the specifics. They said 68% said their relationships among women in the church were stronger. So overall health in your church is better when you have some kind of organized ministry to women. And can I just preface this, because I know we have people who may be more inclined to have a women on mission group or maybe, you know, more of a women's ministry. That's okay. This is all together, okay? We're all on the same team, got it? We're all varsity team, okay? No JV, all varsity, okay? So 68% relationships among women in the church are stronger. 56% said relationships across age groups are stronger. So that Titus 2 of older women and younger women, It's stronger when you have something organized, when you put them in something together. And then 56% said it was a safe place is provided for women to be transparent about needs and hurts. And you know, think about that. When we moved to Nashville, part of what we had, you know, part of moving was finding a new church. I don't know about you, but I don't do that often. And so we had been in the same church for 29 years, you know, 20 some years. And so to go find a new church was not fun. Empty nesters, we don't have like natural connections with parents and things like that and all that. So we're trying to find that. But we ended up in a co-ed class. Okay, and I'm making this story too long. But we ended up in a co-ed class. Love the man who's teaching this class. Great guy. He has three daughters. So you would think that he would understand girls pretty well. But when it comes time for prayer requests one Sunday, there was one woman who starts sharing a hurt and a struggle. And she gets very weepy. We've been there, right? He does not know what to do with this. I can tell. I can tell he's freezing. He's just like, how do I even respond to this woman? And then another woman starts sharing something that she's going through, and she's crying. And I think this poor guy, he's about ready to bolt. I don't know what he doesn't know what to do. But you know what happens, because there's women in the group. They get up, they physically move to these ladies, and they put their arms around them, and they begin to pray for them. We need to have, when you have ministry to women and you have groups for women, you have safe places for them to share really deep hurts. And we need that. We need to be able to have places where we can confidently share the things that we're going through. Whether it's a text message thread or a group of people, I have women in my life like that. I have several different groups of women that I can, in a moment's notice, go, I need you to pray. This is going on in my family, and this is rough. I mean, yesterday I had the prayer warriors going because my son is without work right now, and he had an interview, and there was some other things happening. And I mean, I'm driving here, and I'm praying out loud, and I just thought, I'm so glad that I don't have to carry this burden alone. That I have other women who care as much as I do. So when you have that, that's important. Another thing about spiritual development, 65% said the opportunities provided for women to be refreshed and restored spiritually and emotionally. 58% said there is a place provided for women to ask questions and openly discuss faith topics. Don't we want women to discuss faith topics in church? Not in the world, but where they're not going to get good information. Yes. And 44% said it encourages more of what the church as a whole is already encouraging. That we see that the overall churches are healthier when you have something organized for women. So let's talk about who's leading you. All of you that are in here today, you're leading some type of ministry to women in your church. Either that or you were dragged here by somebody else who said, you're going to be my friend and you're going to come with me. Okay. Because we all need our girlfriends, right? Okay. So, here's some things that are a little discouraging. These are the leaders. These are women's ministry leaders in the local church. And this probably isn't a huge surprise to you, but 83% of women's ministry leaders are volunteers or unpaid staff. Only 8% of the women we surveyed that are leaders are full-time staff. Andrea, would that seem to be like, would you see that in Arkansas? I bet you can count on your hands how many women in this state are full-time staff, right? Yeah, not a lot. 9% part-time paid staff, and 83% are volunteered. Here's the deal. We do it because we love what we get to do and that God has called us to this. And so we do it for free. But I wish that was better. I wish that we could see that needle move just a little bit more. I think there's value in that. I think there's value of having women on staff. I'm very fortunate in my new position. It is a full-time position. There was one woman before me who was full-time, and so, but it's interesting, and I'll talk a little about this later, but they really don't know what to do with me yet, you know? the previous person was really more of a Bible study teacher, and that's pretty much, that was her focus. And I'm just like showing up at the senior adult luncheon. I'm showing up at whatever. They're just like, why is she here? I'm like, because I'm on staff, you know? Like, I'm like, isn't this what you want? I think that's interesting. Now, even in churches with 500 or more, so we're talking larger churches, only 29% of the women's ministry leaders are full-time paid staff members. So this isn't a phenomenon for just small churches. This is even in large churches. We're just not seeing this happen. When women's ministry leaders plan, and you can think about this in your own context, only 5% of them are working with their church staff. So 41% said that they plan their ministry activities on their own. 45% said they have a leadership team within the church. Only 5% said that they plan with their church staff. Now, I see that as a disconnect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that we could do better there. Yeah. And I think we have to work at it. I'm seeing that even in my own context. I'm not being asked about planning things, but I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm probably annoying a lot of men. and I'm just saying, why do we do it this way? Or we're having baptism Sunday. Need me in the women's side? Might be a good idea. Are you planning with women in mind? And you might have to assert yourself a little bit. Don't be mean. Don't be rude. Don't be going in there like you have authority to do whatever. Like submit to your authority. I'm not saying that. But make them aware. Know the church calendar. Mm-hmm. Get with your pastor and say, hey, here's what we're planning. Do you see any conflicts? Are you thinking of anything? Is this in line with the mission that you're in, your vision? I want to submit to you, but I'd like for you to see that we want to be part of that. Yeah. And I love seeing that 45% are planning with the leadership team. And I know that hopefully you're not doing this as a lone ranger. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're getting some other women on board with you. That's really important. Okay, formal training. I think this is kind of important too. When we asked the leaders, we were like, where are you getting trained? Where are you getting your information? 60% said books. Like they will buy books to help them with training. 57% said they'll find articles. 55% said they'll go to conferences. Like, you're here today. You can be counted, okay? Like, you're part of that. 46% said they find a mentor. That's where they're getting trained. I thought this was interesting. 42% said podcast, which is interesting. I mean, I know, Andrea, you do a really good podcast, you know, but that's an opportunity for us to offer training in a new space that we haven't always had. But then you look at 15% said that the staff helped train them. Only 14% have gone to seminary. And 13% said none. Like, they don't have any formal training. So when you think of, when we ask the question, how would you describe your training as a women's ministry leader? And we let them check all that apply, you know, if all of them. But most women aren't going to go to seminary. You're not going to have the finances or the time. So we need to do, and at Lifeway, we saw this as the challenge. How do we help women be equipped to do what God has called them? This is huge, and we think that's important. 23% of women's ministry leaders do not have budget to help with ministry. 1 in 4. When we ask them, does your church provide the women's ministry with funds from the church budget to spend? 1 out of 4 said no money. Would anybody be bold enough to say, I get no budget? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting, okay. And if you get some, maybe it's not a whole lot, right? And so I think that's a challenge for us, and it's a challenge to show value for the money. That we have, and we're going to talk about budgeting this afternoon, but being responsible of what God has given us to steward, and showing the impact of when a church spends money on different things. Overall sentiment. Let's talk about some good things. I don't want to end this on the negative, okay? So let's talk about some things that we thought, we were like, wow, this is really encouraging. 96% of those when we asked them about if they had things for women, 96% agreed that their church values women. 80% said strongly agree, 16% said somewhat agree. So even if you don't get money, even if you don't get paid, you still feel valued. Incredible. Most guys would have been given up a long time ago. And so that's really, I hope that you feel valued in your church. I hope that as you leave, that there's some kind of value there. Before I talk about this one, I actually kind of did this whole women's ministry is necessary, not just nice, for our senior adult leadership team, and it was mostly men. And I was scared to death because I had this gentleman in his 80s come up to me afterwards, and he just looked like he was going to give it to me. And I thought, okay, brace yourself. Just brace yourself. And he's like, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, I know you do. Talk to me. And he was like, what you're doing is important. Aww. He's like, I've been in the business world a lot of years. And he's like, men like to fix things. Men like to plan things. He's like, women have the heart. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. I mean, because this man is not afraid to tell you his opinion about things. The next morning I get to work, and my ministry assistant, one of the ministry assistants, comes in. She's like, hey, I just need to let you know that so-and-so called one of the other ministers last night. And I'm like, no. I was like, he said nice things to me. Didn't he say nice things? And she was like, he was so impressed. And I was like, okay, I felt valued in that. Just a senior adult man saying, you know what? You're right. This is important. I thought that was good. Okay, 90% agreed that their church invests in and equips women. They may not give them money, but they're investing somehow. So 63% said strongly agree, and 27% said somewhat agree. So you do feel valued, and your church is doing something right. 84% agree that they have a place where they enjoy serving. At their church, we talked about serving. 59% said they strongly agree, and 25% somewhat agree. So you put those together, 84% that we're providing places for women to serve. So that's good. That's it. All right. So those are some of the highlights of what we've done. If you want to find out more, or you want to read the whole report, you can just go to lifewayresearch.com, and there's a tab in there with the whole ministry, the women report. So what I've told you today, if you want to go in there and look at specifics, and if you want to share it, there's a lot of great articles that were written by pastors about the importance. You know, secretly share that with someone. You know, like print it off and put it on their desk. I don't know, but maybe if that's you. I want to end this time before we go into our small groups and do our table discussion. I started off telling you about that blog and how that young lady just said she didn't like women's ministry. That's not how she ended it. Because she says in it, she says, I realized that what I didn't like was that the focus was always on me and how I could be better, how I could do this. I was looking through the lens of myself, and all I wanted to see was Jesus. She said, I could get on board with women's ministry that points me to Jesus, that encourages me to do missions, that encourages me to study God's word, to mentor others, invest in other women. And so that's our challenge, ladies. So look at what we're doing and say, are we focusing more about ourselves, or are we turning the focus to Christ? Let me pray for it.
God, I thank you. I thank you for every woman in this room. Thank you for what you have called her to, for her church, for the people in her congregation, for the women especially. For every woman in here, she has women in her church that today are struggling. They may have struggles in their marriage, in their jobs. They might have a prodigal child. There might be an addiction issue somewhere along the line. And maybe she's just feeling a little hopeless herself. And I'd probably be, I could probably say that there's probably someone in the room like that right now even. And so God, I pray that we would encourage one another today around the tables. I pray that we would challenge one another, that we would be thinking more deeply about the impact that we make, because God, you have called us to be necessary to the church. We're not just a nice JV team. In Christ's name, amen.
Thanks for listening. I hope today's episode helps you embrace the full, free, abundant life that Jesus provides. Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe to the Arkansas Baptist Women Podcast. If you would like more encouragement to help you grow in your faith, visit our website at absc.org/ABW. Come back next time as we continue to talk about how we can worship, grow, connect, serve, and share together. I can't wait to talk to you soon.